Joined now by Murray State head women's golf coach, the senior women administrator, interim athletic director, Velvet Milkman. Velvet, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on the OVC championship.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of our team.
Third in a row, 12th overall. Do they just give you the trophy and you just go down there and play or what? Because this is a common occurrence for you and your team.
Fortunately, it is a common occurrence, but it's not just given to us. We certainly work very hard to earn it, and there's some very good competition in the Ohio Valley Conference women's golf. So we're very blessed and proud to win when we have the opportunity to.
Well, three in a row and 12 overall, and I'm just going by the numbers now. You finished 20 shots better than the second-place Eastern Kentucky, the largest margin of victory for a team in the OVC Championships 2008. And your 54-hole average of 288 per round was an all-time OVC Championship record. Is this your best team? I know you don't like sports people like to deal in superlatives, but this has to be one of your better teams.
It's certainly one of our better performances at an OVC championship. I'd have a lot of people mad at me if I picked the best team. So I'm not going to do that. But it's certainly one of the better performances that we've had, and really just very proud of how these ladies were really locked in from day one. And the margin at 20 was only five during the last going into the last day. So we knew we had a fight on our hands, and they just stepped up and played the best golf of the year.
Well, and a couple seniors, and I emphasize senior with you on that. Anna Moore, overall medalist honors, had a final round 72, finished at 5 under 211 to win by a shot. And then Lynette Holmes-Slicky finished second, the OVC golfer of the year following the final round. That's a couple good places to start right there, Velvet.
Oh, absolutely. And we knew we had to lean on those two very heavily going into the competition. And they knew that as well, and they handled it brilliantly. You know, sometimes pressure is a funny thing, especially in golf, but they didn't think about what they had to do. They knew what they had to do, but they just went in and stayed in the moment and took care of business and played extremely well. And both deserve the honors they received. Lynette certainly was player of the year, and Anna's very good as well, and really excited to see her win the championship.
Murray State head women's golf coach, senior women administrator, and interim athletic director. Now, I'm gonna quiz you, Velvet, because I do the play-by-play at Tennessee State, and I was up there after a game breaking down, getting ready to leave after Ja Morant ran up and down the floor about 80 times. But do you remember us talking in the lobby there of your arena? Because I came up and introduced myself.
I do. I do remember.
Well, it's been a busy year for you, hasn't it?
It has been a busy year, but a fun year. It was certainly grateful for the opportunity. It's one that doesn't come around very often, and really enjoyed the experience and learned a lot, and just very thankful that I was able to step in and at least keep things going until they hired a full-time AD.
Yeah, Kevin Saul hired and began in early March, so certainly they're leaning on you. I dare say that you're more of a quarter of a century at Murray State, your hometown, not your home alma mater now. I will get to that, but your hometown.
Yeah.
But you sort of knew after 26 years how that thing needed to be run anyway, didn't you?
Well, the good thing is we were in excellent shape. You know, Alan Ward did a super job at Murray State. It would be really hard to mess it up, I will say that. But the fortunate thing is I do know a lot of people on campus. You know, I've been at Murray State for a very long time, and it's just nice to know the people you need to call. And that certainly helped in the process.
Velvet McMahon with us. She is the Murray State head women's golf coach, senior women administrator. Talk about your role as SWA and what that involves.
I really enjoyed my role as SWA. I really don't have a job description, so it's really whatever comes across my plate, and that can be from just sitting down and listening to student athletes, coaches, the hiring process, just anything that needs to be done. can fall on my plate. And that's why I really enjoy it, that every day is different. And it gives me a chance to wear a different hat, the administrator hat. And it makes me a better coach. I do feel like I can see things from both sides. Coaches have a tendency to get locked in on what they want. And I'm the same way as well. But it's really has made me a better coach because it's broadened the way I look at things. So it's really a very rewarding job.
Beth DeBush, obviously the OVC commissioner, their offices are here in Brentwood, and was talking to her and Kyle Schwartz, who set up this interview, Kyle Schwartz, and just the amount of exposure the league got this year with Belmont, obviously winning two games and then getting the at-large and then beating Maryland, getting to that next round. Murray State, the same thing, getting to that second round, and just with this team being a two-bid league for the first time since the late 80s. Tell me what, though, was it like with Ja Morant and having, because obviously he's going to be, I saw where he may even be the number one overall pick. You know he's going to be a lottery pick in the NBA draft. What was that experience like? Because certainly the national eyes were on Murray State.
Well, it was very fun. And national eyes were on Murray State. Now, it certainly came with its challenges. We had a lot of people come through the CFSB Center this year. As you know, you were there. And on the road, we had a lot of people watching the racers. And that was the biggest challenge, just making sure our student-athletes were safe and secure and were able to go and take care of business when they needed to. Because there's a lot of distractions when you have a lot of people and the hype around Ja. And Coach McMahon did a fantastic job and his staff with handling all that, and it was really fun to work alongside them to help make sure that they needed what they needed to take care of business.
And not having spent much time around Ja, just sort of an interview type settings and with that and everything, but his disposition on the court as well, I would imagine what I'm hearing off of it, his disposition off the court made that job so much easier.
Oh, absolutely. He's absolutely fun to watch, as everybody knows. He's a quality basketball player, but he's also a quality young man. He was very easy to work with. People really enjoyed working with him. And he handled all the hype and the distractions, is what I would call it, very, very well. And that's going to bode him well in the future. And we're all really excited about the upcoming draft and to watch Ja continue to go on and do great things.
Murray State women's golf coach just wrapped up being interim director of athletics. She's a senior women administrator at Murray State. When you're looking at things like that, I want to tell you something funny. I just thought of this, and I got I do the TSU football and basketball games. I was talking to TSU football coach Rod Reed about going to play at Murray State, and I said, "What do you need to do?" And he said, "We don't need to kill the horse." And I looked at him, and I go, "What are you talking about? We don't need to kill the horse." He said, "Yeah, every time they score, that dang horse runs down the track. And the last time we played up there, we about killed him. He ran so much." So that's a great tradition. I don't even know what I was thinking about there, but I just wanted to relay you that. Just part of the pageantry of college athletics, quite frankly.
Yes, it is one of the best traditions at Murray State, and I think in all of college football. You don't see it very often, and it really is fun to watch. And you mentioned it. The fun thing is when they go down the backstretch, they're going down by the visiting team.
Oh, he knows.
He knows. And every football head helmet turns, and they're looking at that horse. And then the coaches are in front of them saying, look at me, don't pay attention to that horse. So it really is a fun tradition and a very serious one. That's something we really have to practice, make sure that racer one's comfortable. Jockey has to know what she's doing, and it's quite a competition to be the jockey for the year. So it's something we have a lot of fun with.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. I just thought he said one year we were up there, and it just seemed like I saw that horse running around all day, and it's not that's the object to keep it in the keep it from running. Velvet McMahon,
great strategy. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, the Murray State women's golf coach. All right, what's next? I guess you learn Wednesday where you're headed for the NCAA regionals.
We do. Wednesday, they'll announce the selections. We can go to Auburn, Michigan State, Oklahoma, or Washington. Don't really care where we go. We're just very excited about going and want to go and play to our potential. I don't feel like we've quite done that yet at a regional. I'm going to take the blame. Coaching these next 2 weeks is difficult with finals and all the things that happen at the end of the year. Girls are coming down off a little bit of a high. You know, they put a lot of effort in the OVC championship because they know that's the ticket. So we're just wanting to go play to our potential, and if we do, we can certainly make noise.
Oh, by the way, I got some notes from Kyle Schwartz. He did note this, that under your tenure as the interim athletic director, Murray State is currently in first place in the OVC Commissioner's Cup.
We are. We pay close attention to that. I feel like our athletics are good across the board at Murray State. It's not just basketball. It's not just women's golf. You know, volleyball and soccer and rifle have all won championships. And so we're very, very proud of that. And obviously that's one of our goals every year. So we're wanting to finish strong and bring that trophy to Murray, Kentucky this year.
You know, I know you earned your bachelor, you're on your master's degree in business administration from Murray State in 91. You're from Murray, Kentucky. You there, you married an economics professor there at MTSU. But I know you like to say Roll Tide too, don't you? Because, of course, you went down there and played golf at the University of Alabama and was part of that team that finished ninth in the nation in 1987.
Yes, I do like to say Roll Tide. I don't say it a whole lot around here, but I do. I'm very, very thankful for my time at the University of Alabama. I learned a lot there, and it really set the foundation for my future, and owe that university a great deal, and really enjoy watching Alabama sports to this day.
Well, 26 years there. Congratulations. I believe that was your 12th. No, you were coach of the year 12 times. That's why you got the 11 team titles. Velvet, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure meeting you up there earlier during the basketball season and having you on the show this morning. Thank you. Hey, good luck in the regionals, okay?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.